Topic 8.3 is to describe the structure and function of sensory, relay and motor neurons, including the role of Schwann cells and myelination. The nervous system is divided into the central nervous system and the peripheral nervous system. The central nervous system, or PNS, it consists of the brain and the spinal cord. The peripheral nervous system, or PNS, careful now, is all the nerves around the rest of the body that come out from the spinal cord and elsewhere. The neurons are the primary cells within the nervous system, the other cells being neuroglia or glial cells. Those will be things like astrocytes in the brain and the Schwann cells that you're going to be looking at. The neurons themselves have cell bodies that may be in line with the axons or over to one side. Sensory neurons are unipolar. Relay neurons tend to be bipolar. And motor neurons are multipolar. The neuron consists of long dendrons, which are afferent, coming in towards the cell body, and efferent sections, which are going away from the cell body. These may be, the efferent sections are axons, and in a motor neuron, that's going to be the majority of the transmitting part of the cell. So we're always going to be looking effectively at the axon, the membranes of the axon. The ultrastructure of the neuron, if you look at it in cross-section, you'll see a fairly thin axon with a layer of myelin wrapped round and round and round. This myelin sheath is formed by the cell membranes of a Schwann cell, which is a glial or supportive cell. Over time, over the development of the axon, the Schwann cell will wrap itself around the axon, providing insulation. Okay. This insulation is really important because it allows what we will refer to as saltatory conduction of the axon, of the action potential. This means that the action potential, when it goes down a myelinated neuron, will be a lot faster than if it's in an unmyelinated axon. The only exception being things like a giant squid, where the neurons are unmyelinated, but they're so wide, the cross-sectional area is so great, that actually movement is pretty jolly quick. In between the Schwann cells, there's a tiny unmyelinated section in every neuron called the node of Ranvier. Okay? So there's a lot of old dead white dudes here who've named bits after themselves. You just need to remember their names because you'll be penalised if you can't spell them correctly. Structure of the axon then needs to be very long, very thin, to allow transmission over great distances. The insulation of the myelin sheath prevents the transmission of action potentials outside of the cell, and provides an increase in the speed of the action potential all the way down the cell.